Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Is your soul ready for the truth? Welcome to Be a Slayer, the award-winning spiritual podcast that takes on all the hard topics. Raw, unfiltered, and authentic. No spiritual or relationship issue is off limits. We discuss everything from sex and consent to equality, grief, death, and the spirit world. On Be a Slayer, we will unmask all the taboos. So if you're ready to get right with yourself so you can be right with others, then stay right here, because the Be a Slayer podcast is for you. Now, here's your host, spiritual empath, shaman, and multiple award-winning best-selling author, Tracy Dunblazer.
Dunblazer, and this is Be a Slayer. This is a spiritual podcast that hits all the hard topics. You know the ones that our society hopes to sweep under the rug, the ones our parents or teachers haven't been taught or just don't value. You know, the ones that people think are embarrassing or scary or just plain misunderstood, like multidimensional paranormal world, spirituality, sexuality, relationships, power and authority structures, racism, death, and dying. Oh, my God, I could go on for days. Of course, anytime you talk about difficult topics, there's a lot of space for conflict. Conflicting knowledge, unique cultural views, and good old ignorance. Have you ever considered why so many people understand things so differently? It's because of the many lenses through which we see life. We can witness our life focused through the physical world like an athlete, our emotions and feelings, our beliefs and our ideals, our values, our experiences, our hopes, our fears. All of those things, as a spiritual empath and a shaman, for the last 30 years, my focus here is to add a spiritual lens to your repertoire. Everything in life is a spiritual process of transition. And each of us is going through this process regarding something at all times. And when we can recognize where we're at in it, it makes everything a little easier and a little less confusing. Here on Be a Slayer, we will start and sustain the discussion and give you new ways to view the topics we address. Now, since this was my maiden voyage here on HealthyLife.net, I wanted to take a couple of minutes just to tell you a little bit about me. As I said, I'm an empath, which means I take on the spirit and emotions of others. I feel deeply. That's how I get to know people, is by feeling their energy. I'm also a shaman. Being a shaman means that I am well-versed in the shamanic journey and understanding the metaphysical, the multidimensional world. Now, I got that way because I was born multi-spirited. Now, that means I've had many energies attached to my soul and multiple spiritual past life traumas that I brought into this incarnation as Tracy to process. Yes, I just referred to myself in the third person. Don't worry, there is just one me, and I'm talking to you right now. Having said that, I deeply believe that the way we perceive mental health, especially here in the U.S., it needs some expansion in ideas. I believe that mental imbalance has spiritual roots, and it's my goal to plant some seeds here for you and your contemplation. In the spirit of healing, I'm going to be as direct and honest as is possible on any given day, and just know that if I bring up a topic or my beliefs about a topic and it offends you or makes you uncomfortable, well, that discomfort is a message from you to you. It's a message to more deeply consider why you are feeling the way you are and look to what changes you may be ready to make in your life. One of the reasons I started this podcast was to bring a new perspective that was accessible to everyone. Because as I was growing up and walking through the darkness of the spiritual trauma I carried, I had no one to help untangle the powerful hidden language of my spirit. It was books and other media that showed me I wasn't alone and helped me to crack my own spiritual code. So that's enough for me today. Over the coming weeks, you will certainly hear more of my stories. But I wanted to get to today's topic. Today we are talking about the hidden power dynamics in seasonal relationships. Have you heard of cuffing season? It's when people consciously or unconsciously seek warmth in the colder months by engaging in sexual or romantic relationships. Or, as here in California, the summer months. It doesn't just have to. Cuffing season really directly relates to the colder months and the need to have companionship or to come together. But seasonal relationships also, you're looking at, say, from September, October to December. Oftentimes people ditch the relationship just before the holidays. Whatever they celebrate, because when you spend a holiday with a loved one, people often look at that as commitment. So they end in December. If somebody sometimes, if they have the holidays, if they're alone, they find relationships in November, December, and they're out by Valentine's Day. And then, of course, there are your spring and summer relationships, your January to May relationship or your May to September relationship. But either way, for what we're talking about today, it's the power dynamics for short-term relationships that, you know, the only reason it becomes a thing is because people don't say it up front. They don't negotiate up front what they want. So we're going to talk a little bit about, well, why people get in and participate in relationships, why they want to cuff, why they want to cuff so much. So the first thing that we want to look at is the idea is that people crave being in a relationship for other reasons than actually wanting to be with the person they've attracted or chosen for their relationship. And most importantly, obviously, as I said, it's not being honest about it. In my opinion, you can cuff all you want, but what's important here is how you negotiate the relationship. Did you know that January is considered divorce month? I just learned this. Who knew? More divorce papers are filed in the month of January than any other month of the year. I find that so fascinating, and evidently part of it is, you know, people wanting a fresh start, blah, blah, blah. But there are spiritual and psychological and emotional reasons for this as well, and I wanted to really dig in a little deeper at why people feel the need to come together and why they feel the need to break out. Spiritually speaking, our souls remember that coupling and companionship is directly related to our survival. Take that in, right? That we are in relationships. I mean, it's not. We're going to get into this more deeply, but we're not so far away to, you know, imagine, take a moment and just imagine going through a hard winter by yourself 300 years ago. Now, imagine being a woman in almost any culture, even as little as 100 years ago, during a cold winter and being unhitched. In any patriarchal society, and in some respects still today, a single woman is disgraced, disrespected, shunned, made fun of, not helped, and sometimes murdered. Ouch. Right? Holy mackerel. So this need for survival and relating our survival to our relationship That's a powerful mojo that spiritually we take those energetic psychic images with us. And depending on where we live, depending on the culture that we live in, depending on the society, what we're surrounded by, all of those have spiritual patterns that trigger this sense of attachment to being in a relationship means I'm going to be able to survive. So, on a spiritual level, our soul remembers everything. Now, emotionally speaking, people really struggle during the colder months. Of course, the holidays. Sometimes relationally, fighting, breaking up. Then, of course, there are family dynamics, family gatherings, all the history with family that, you bail on as a kid, hoping to never visit it again, but then the holidays come and you have to look at all of those things that you didn't deal with as a kid. Sometimes the issues are with finances, right? We have all of this consumerism and stuff that comes up around the holidays. We have a relationship to that. It's also cold and we may not have enough resources to get through. There are higher numbers of people with anxiety and depression during the darker months and with the wetter weather that we tend to, because we tend to stay in the house. People are cooped up with family or their partner. So there's anxiety, depression, and no escape. So emotionally speaking, the colder months, it's difficult. Now, psychologically speaking, a lot of folks suffer from unprocessed grief, right? Past traumas and experiences in life, previous relationships, broken promises or disappointments from all the ways their expectations haven't been met by their partner or by themselves. When you have an issue that hasn't really been fully worked through, your psyche is going to receive any displeasure as a mental or emotional trigger and respond with resistance, frustration, anger, or possibly grief. Right? So that's a lot. That is a lot of stuff going on in the colder months, especially when it comes to, if people are divorcing in the month of January, it's because the relationship has been imbalanced for a longer period of time for certain. But it also is why people are craving to be in relationship or to escape that pattern of obligation. So that is a really powerful aspect of how you choose your relationships, the lens that you look through when you are attracted to somebody, or how you respond to someone who's attracted to you. So now we're going to switch up our mojo here a little bit and move more into the dating and relationships and their hidden power structures. Anytime we date a person or we engage in any kind of relationship, I just want to preface here that there's no judgment about what you want, how you want it, as long as you're not hurting anybody, as long as you're honest about it, right? As long as everybody is consenting, then you should be able to do whatever it is that you want to do if it's not breaking the law. I always want to preface that, but that's getting into that could be a whole other podcast. So we're not really going to talk about that. We're going to here. Let's put our test group at consenting adults who want to engage in relationships and are, getting to know themselves. Right? So anytime we're getting to know ourselves, our discomfort, our confusion, the hidden secrets that we hold about who we are, spiritually, mentally, or emotionally, as we learn those things as we get older, or never, but it is always a part of our spiritual process to begin to gain information about ourselves. And the information you have about yourself and the information you have about another, there's always going to be conflict in how you communicate and what you know, what you want to know, what you want to say, what you feel comfortable with. So now in the course of some of the stats, I've got a few stats for you. I'm going to throw these stats your way, and I want you to know that the research was done using the titles of men, or women as subjects. And the research comes from the Talkify blog. Now, Talkify is a dating and relationship site. It's an app. My point in using these statistics isn't necessarily for accuracy. It is to get you to witness general patterns around you and to consider them differently. Right? I don't know. I haven't mentioned yet, but several years ago, I was contracted to write a book on dating and relationships. And so I got on an app that had an algorithm that was based on your location. It was called Happn, H-A-P-P-N. I don't know if anybody's been on that. But Happn, it was considered a networking app. Some people used it for hookups. But basically, if you were within 250 feet of somebody, their profile, their name and their picture and their profile would come up on your phone. And then if you liked them, you could click, and then their profile was up on your page. And if you both clicked, then you would be connected to be able to text. And then if you wanted to exchange numbers, you could do that. And then you could talk and whatever. Anyway, so during this year period of time, I connected with about 150 men, because that's what I'm into. I did talk to a few women, because there were a lot of women who were there and looking to network. And for the most part, I found that people in general were open about their preferences, what they were interested in, what they were looking for. It seemed to be very progressive in that way. But I was looking to speak with men because I was interested in understanding the dating dynamics that were current for the time. And I ended up, out of all of that, I met in person about 50 of them. Well, met in person or spoke in person with them. I didn't meet everybody. I probably met 20 or 30, though. And I dated, I went actually out on dates with a few of them for a short period of time. And in that period of time, it was really some of these stats that I'm going to tell you about. It was this is matching what I experienced. So let's talk about, let's start with the power dynamics. A power dynamic is a built-in structure or pattern that naturally supports, leverages, or prohibits the flow of another person, or the flow of a person, you. A power dynamic can be mental, emotional, physical, or spiritual. And now that we have discovered that people look for relationships in the colder months, and they're more likely to break up in January than any other month, let's look at how they find those relationships. Online dating is number one. Other online sources are number two. Social media, that sort of thing. Meeting out in the world, clubs, restaurants, malls, hiking, and other activities is number three. And meeting through friends and family is the last one. And that used to be the first one, isn't that? You know, that's our dating, our rituals have changed dramatically, especially because of the pandemic. So when you're out there, when you're meeting new people, when you've got these deep-seated urges for your survival to find a partner, to find a hookup, to find a whatever, right? And then you're also working with whatever your power dynamics are for yourself or for other people. So the first one is availability. Is there someone out there for you that's going to like what you like, have the same values that you have, be interested in the same kind of relationship, that you have access to them, that you communicate similarly, that whether or not you're compatible with them, right? There's a lot that goes into somebody's availability. So in 2022, they found that people don't just use dating apps to find a relationship. 54% of people who currently use or have used these tools in the past do so for that reason. Women are more likely than men to use these platforms to find love. 59% versus 50%. So 59% of women will use an online opportunity, a dating app, to find a love interest. Right? And, you know, I'm not even sure that we're saying if you want love, that you want commitment. But sometimes we connect those two, but we're not necessarily saying that here. So, half of the people on dating apps are looking for an exclusive romantic partner. And a small percentage of them will find true relationship success. Only 13% of those users have gotten engaged or married from meeting somebody online. And then finally, many people use dating sites for non-romantic reasons. Basically, 34% of people in one survey said that they use these platforms to have fun or because it's something to do. 26% use them to seek out casual sex, and that men are more likely than women to say that they are using apps for a purely physical connection, 36% versus 14%. So probably those stats aren't really surprising to anybody. We're gonna wrap this segment up, and in the next segment, we're gonna talk about honesty, integrity, and trust as the next power dynamic. So thank you for listening. We'll see you in a few minutes. This is Tracy Dunblazer with Be a Slayer.
Your karma got you down. Claim your history, own your power, and change your life. In this groundbreaking book, Tracy Dunblazer takes an in-depth look at your karmic relationships and repetitive patterns that position you in life. This 10-time award-winning best-selling book will inspire change in you. You'll learn all the ways to reveal, accept, forgive, and transform your relationships on every level, not only to your soulmates and romantic relationships, but how you relate to food, money, family, culture, religion, sex, death, and your environment. Conquer your karmic relationships. Heal spiritual trauma to open your heart and restore your soul. We'll help you unearth the very core of what drives you, showing how to direct its power into usable, life-giving resources. Through radical acceptance, learn how to recognize your karmic relationships and love yourself and the life you have right now. Pick up a copy of Conquer Your Karmic Relationships anywhere books are sold.
Are you haunted? Demons know about you. You should know about them. Master Your Inner World, Embrace Your Power with Joy brings the information that many who suffer spiritual trauma have been waiting for. And the response has been powerful. In this award-winning book, renowned spiritual empath and shaman, Tracy Dunblazer, helps readers understand and gain advantage over spiritual forces and past life influences that impact their lives. Tracy reveals the origin of dark forces and how choices you make will dictate their access to you. Through the tapestry of anecdotes, channelings, and rituals, you will discover your own spiritual awareness and healing power. Master Your Inner World by Tracy Dunblazer. Available where books are sold.
The home for high-quality video is Vimeo. People who love videos love Vimeo. It's the community for indie filmmakers, popular entertainers, music videos. Even the White House posts high-def versions of its broadcasts on Vimeo. You can even upload and share your videos. So much to see, so little time. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Vimeo and get started seeing and sharing great entertainment now.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hi, this is Tracy Dunblazer. We're back here with Be a Slayer, the podcast that takes on all the hard topics. And our topic today, we've been talking about the hidden power dynamics in seasonal relationships. And one of the power dynamics that we were talking about in the last segment was availability. This power dynamic we're going to talk about now is honesty, integrity, and trust, right? How honest are you to your prospective partners or to your partner? How honest are they? Like, there's what we know about ourselves, and there's a whole list of stuff that we don't yet know about ourselves, and it's that gap in between that puts us in a position to lie like a motherfucker, right? We have a natural tendency to want to hide that thing that we don't know about ourselves, and we feel embarrassed, we feel ashamed, and we want to hide it, right? Because we feel fear that if we say what it is that we really want or how we really feel, that we're not going to get what we want. People aren't going to like us. People aren't going to love us. The relationship we're in isn't going to want to stay with us, right? So that leads us to integrity. How strong are you? How confident are you? How much practice do you have in your habits, in your patterning of self-respect and respect of others? How patient are you, right? Integrity means being patient, having compassion, hearing where somebody's at, recognizing it, but not, you know, canceling them because of it. Of course, there are reasons why people, you know, you want to cancel somebody, but, you know, right, you know, in this new season that we're living in the world right now, we want to cancel everybody because they did something we didn't like. And we want to, you know, oh, I just, hey, they're so negative. If I hear one more person say, oh, they're so negative, oh, I'm going to pull my hair out. Right? Because at some point, we have all been there. You know, I think back to some of my darkest times, I was a beast to my friends. Like I look back and I remember for almost 6 months I couldn't do anything but cry. Cry, and I was so hurt. I was in such pain, and I had a few friends that I would call and just unload all of that on them. And of course, when it got to be the colder season and the holidays, woof, it became exacerbated. Because you're living in this illusion of being happy, and then you are just down, depressed, things aren't going your way, you don't know what to do, you don't have the energy, right? So I remember how my friends heard me. They couldn't really help me, and it wasn't their job to help me, but they heard me, and they let me be me, and they did their best to not get mad at me for being in the condition I was in. You know, I was always grateful to people for that. So, you know, there's a lot of people carrying a lot of stuff, and you never know what somebody's carrying, right? So if we can learn to be kind in our interactions with people, in relating, which that leads us to our third power structure, which is trust. Are you able to trust other people, and are they trustworthy? Are you trustworthy? Did you know that more than half of the people using dating apps and websites talk to multiple people at once? That's kind of a no-brainer. Of course they are. I have been on every dating app during that year. I was on three or four apps, and I think the most I ever really talked to is maybe 5 or 10 people at one time. And of course there are some people that, you know, you connect with and you at least share a value or two so that you can have a conversation. But, you know, 75% of the people that you're going to meet, they're going to be passing through because they're not going to have any kind of connection, except for maybe, a desire to cuff or a desire to hook up or, you know, whatever casual thing that they're looking for. But the bottom line is finding a one-on-one connection online is challenging because there are always more people to connect with. Half of the people online platforms talk to 2 to 5 people at once. Oh, I'm glad to see that I was above average. Look at me. While 19% of the users have talked to at least 11 different people at one time. So, okay, I'm in there with the 19%. Good to know. Some people who use online dating platforms are already in committed relationships. That's not a shock either. According to the survey, 5% of people who are currently living with their romantic partners and 3% of people who are currently married use online dating platforms. These percentages translate, get this, these percentages translate to 1% of all married adults and 2% of all cohabitating adults in the United States. Those are your cheaters, because they, you know, rarely are they in a polyamorous relationship or in an open relationship where they're honest about it. So that's good to know. So here's a funny story. I went on a lunch date with a guy. It was really a get to know you, because I thought he was interesting. He was in real estate. He seemed to have his business thing together really well. He was well spoken. He was smart. Anyway, so we went on this date, and I actually was one of the few people that I actually allowed him to come pick me up and take me to the lunch place, and we stopped for gas, and I will never forget, we stopped for gas, and he was talking about the girl that he had just been with. So I guess he had been dating a woman for a year, and he said that he broke up with her, and then he said, well, I just haven't spoken to her in 2 weeks, and so she hasn't figured it out by now. So in his mind he was going on a date with me, but he'd been in a relationship for a year, and things were getting frustrating for him. And instead of saying that, he ignores her for 2 weeks and then expects that she just automatically knows that they're broken up. Come on, people, that is something else. We can do a little better than that. I think I even said something to him like, is that true? Do you think that she's just going to figure out that you're here with me on a lunch date because you think you're broken up? You're not broken up. This is just an interim experience to inspire you, hopefully, to go back and deal with whatever the issue is. So in the spirit of dealing with whatever the issue is, this is Tracy Dunblazer on Be a Slayer, and I've got some more very interesting stats for you when we come back. Along with a fabulous positive resolution. So come back with us on Be a Slayer.
Are you haunted? Demons know about you. You should know about them. Master your inner world. Embrace Your Power with Joy brings the information that many who suffer spiritual trauma have been waiting for. And the response has been powerful. In this award-winning book, renowned spiritual empath and shaman, Tracy Dunblazer, helps readers understand and gain advantage over spiritual forces and past life influences that impact their lives. Tracy reveals the origin of dark forces and how choices you make will dictate their access to you. Through the tapestry of anecdotes, channelings, and rituals, you will discover your own spiritual awareness and healing power. Master Your Inner World by Tracy Dunblazer. Available where books are sold.
Your karma got you down? Claim your history, own your power, and change your life. In this groundbreaking book, Tracy Dunblazer takes an in-depth look at your karmic relationships and repetitive patterns that position you in life. This 10-time award-winning best-selling book will inspire change in you. You'll learn all the ways to reveal, accept, forgive, and transform your relationships on every level. Not only to your soulmates and romantic relationships, but how you relate to food, money, family, culture, religion, sex, death, and your environment. Conquer your karmic relationships. Heal spiritual trauma to open your heart and restore your soul. We'll help you unearth the very core of what drives you, showing how to direct its power into usable, life-giving resources. Through radical acceptance, learn how to recognize your karmic relationships and love yourself and the life you have right now. Pick up a copy of Conquer Your Karmic Relationships anywhere books are sold.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Hi, this is Tracy Dunblazer on Be a Slayer. Welcome back. We are talking about the riveting topic of seasonal love and the hidden power dynamics that you find within. We were just talking about that 5% of all people who are on dating sites are currently living with their romantic partners, and 3% of them are married. How about that? Right? This all came up because we're talking about the mental and emotional power dynamic of honesty, integrity, and trust. So how well you can exhibit those things and how well you can recognize them in a prospective partner. So this is very interesting. More women than men think it's important to share what type of relationships they're seeking on their online dating profiles. That's one of the things that when I was on Happn, people would say, you know, women seeking women, men seeking women, men seeking, you know, whatever they were. I'm a polyamory person. Whatever they wanted, it was listed there, and I actually really I felt two things. So I'm a Gen Xer, and if you're a Gen Xer, you were raised by the silent generation, so we did not learn how to communicate. What we did have to do is we had to teach ourselves how to communicate because there was absolutely no communication, usually by our parents. And when I say communication, I mean that there is a mutual understanding of the information, right? Because there can be a lot of talking, but absolutely no communication. So the sexual and dating mores that were in place when I was growing up, you know, people would call me a slut and they would call me a prude, right? And neither of those things were true, right? I wasn't any of those things. I wasn't sexually active. I had no boyfriends. I didn't have any of that. But people, the idea of sexually shaming someone was just a part of what happened. Right? It was a natural part of what people did to be mean. And now, today, there's so much awareness, right? It was commonplace, and you could, you know, even if you were upset about it, your elders, right, your teachers, your parents, they didn't really know how to educate you any differently or console you, right? There wasn't, we didn't speak about sex easily, if at all. So In the generations who are now being born and the ones, the millennials and the alphas and the Gen Zers, right? We now talk about our sexuality. We talk about relationships. We talk about what we want, what we need. You know, we are open to, different concepts about gender and different concepts about relationships. And so at least whether or not somebody agrees with you or even understands you. Because like I said, we all, you know, that whole sex shaming thing, that's the era I grew up in. And that made me mad, people. Like, I was mad. So it definitely colored and influenced how I addressed myself and others in relationships. But the most important thing is the fact that we can talk about it. So women want prospective partners to be direct about their online dating goals. 72% say it's very important to them that someone's profile includes what type of relationship they're looking for, but only 53% of men said that this was important to them. Now, this is going to come as no surprise to anybody that research shows that 80% of singles have stretched the truth in some way while looking for love online. I think that's just looking for love anywhere. People want what they want when they want it. They want immediate gratification, and oftentimes they will say whatever they want or need to get their desire fulfilled, if it's possible. So here's the stat. 71% of online users believe that it's common for people to lie in order to make themselves more appealing to others, and that it creates a dating culture where being deceiving from the start is not only the norm, but almost expected, which isn't, you know, it's obviously not healthy for a partnership. But it actually, the good news about it is that if you are an honest person and you feel comfortable and confident about communicating, like A, if you know yourself, B, if you are willing to be honest and communicate openly about where you're at, what you like, how you are, and that sits you apart from, well, 80% of the other dating pool that's out there. So that's interesting to know. You have all the power, and the power for you is wrapped up in your ability to be honest, to show your integrity, which means you standing up, respecting yourself and standing up for what it is that you want and how you are. Okay, so let's recap. Not everyone wants the same thing. People lie, and online dating doesn't generally lead to marriage. How about that? None of that stuff is a surprise. Now, the one thing that we haven't yet discussed, and it is the most important, what do you want? We're going to be talking about what you want and how to get it in the next segment. Your goal in having a relationship, honoring your deeper desires, learning to understand when you are being driven by something that is unconscious, right? Which is either your need to survive, your need to thrive, your need to get you something that you don't think you can get on your own. Your need for comfort, right? Emotional comfort, your need for love and acceptance, right? These are all the mental, emotional, and spiritual drivers that push us. They give us the impulse to want to get into a relationship, meet somebody, be real. You know, do you know that all of that stuff makes other people look more attractive to you? Oh my God, that is something else. If you take nothing else away from what I'm talking about today, I want you to know that the unconscious things that drive you will add a beautiful rosy colored lens on everything that you're looking at until you go through and you work it out. So, we're going to talk about how to figure out and communicate what you want in the next segment. Thank you for listening to me here at Be a Slayer. I'm Tracy Dunblazer, and we will see you in two.
Your karma got you down? Claim your history, own your power, and change your life in this groundbreaking book. Tracy Demblazer takes an in-depth look at your karmic relationships and repetitive patterns that position you in life. This 10-time award-winning best-selling book will inspire change in you. You'll learn all the ways to reveal, accept, forgive, and transform your relationships on every level, not only to your soulmates and romantic relationships, but how you relate to food, money, family, culture, religion, sex, death, and your environment. Conquer your karmic relationships. Heal spiritual trauma to open your heart and restore your soul. We'll help you unearth the very core of what drives you, showing how to direct its power into usable, life-giving resources. Through radical acceptance, learn how to recognize your karmic relationships and love yourself and the life you have right now. Pick up a copy of Conquer Your Karmic Relationships anywhere books are sold.
Are you haunted? Demons know about you. You should know about them. Master Your Inner World, Embrace Your Power with Joy brings the information that many who suffer spiritual trauma have been waiting for, and the response has been powerful. In this award-winning book, renowned spiritual empath and shaman, Tracy Demblazer, helps readers understand and gain advantage over spiritual forces and past life influences that impact their lives. Tracy reveals the origin of dark forces and how choices you make will dictate their access to you. Through the tapestry of anecdotes, channelings, and rituals, you will discover your own spiritual awareness and healing power. Master Your Inner World by Tracy Demblazer. Available where books are sold.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. And they all have one thing in common. Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard, that's optional. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Remember, freedom of choice. www.healthylife.net.
Welcome back to Be a Slayer. I am Tracy Demblazer, and we are the spiritual podcast that handles all the difficult topics. And our difficult topic today, actually, it's not so difficult, is it? I think we are handling it pretty nicely, and I don't know how y'all are hearing it, but let me just recap. If anything I've talked about has hit you in an uncomfortable way, or you have this incredible need to judge what you're hearing, take that in and really ask yourself what the message that you're trying to tell yourself. Oftentimes, it is from outside sources that we receive, we are able to witness these other parts of ourselves that need to be expressed and understood, and then sometimes renovated, right? Sometimes we need to go in and take an inventory and transition or transform a belief system or an ideal or a goal or a desire that just no longer suits the people that we have become, right? So our topic today is the hidden power structures in seasonal relationships, and really what that means is are you a hookup, and is that what you want? Like, are you engaging in short-term relationships, and how short-term, and are you negotiating that up front? So we want to first talk about how to figure out and communicate what it is that you want, right? The first thing you've got to do is take some time to contemplate how much time, energy, and essence and resources you have available to engage in any relationship. You know, one time, I always think of this guy as the one that got away. I mean, I don't, I don't really believe that because I don't believe in that. I believe that, you know, we have what is truly meant for us. But I was dating this guy, and I really liked him. You know, he was a good, sensible person. And he told me, so we flirted around, and we dated on and off. I knew him for about 5 years. And finally, the last time that we dated, he said, okay, well, I can see you 3 times a week. But, you know, I can't take you to dinners because he was saving to buy a house. And I was so in pain and had experienced such bad things in other relationships that it didn't occur to me that was integrity, right? I felt offended. I felt like he didn't value me, right? I felt all of these things that had nothing to do with him and everything to do with me. And I remember, you know, smirking at that. Like I remember responding with this internal reaction to him telling me that, you know, that he had 3 days. What do you mean you only have 3 days for me? Right? But I didn't, it just didn't occur to me, that he was creating good things in his life and that he was willing to share those things with me too. I just didn't really understand what that looked like. So, I remember my response was pretty dramatic, and we didn't, I don't think we dated, too much longer after that. I mean, obviously it was hard to because we both had different values at that time, from each other, but it's so unique where somebody might be coming from when you interact with them, and that what they're offering you is, it takes some time and some transformation to be able to have a different vantage point or perspective on what's happening. So take some time to really decide what you have to offer somebody and be honest about that, right? Because if, you know, it would have never worked between me and that guy at the time because I had too much pain going on. I couldn't see what he had to offer me and it wasn't enough for me, right? I needed something else emotional that he just didn't have because he was doing other things, right? So that's Charlotte, everybody. Just so you know, I've got this fabulous Maine Coon who is very chatty at this hour, and so she is cooing in the back. Anyway, so you want to really take time to imagine what it would look like to have exactly what you want, right? If you can't imagine this thing that you want, then it's hard to attract it and it's hard to own it when it arrives, right? So what does that thing look like on the daily for you to participate? And then I want you to write all of that out and then practice saying it aloud. I want this. I have this. This is the way it is for me. And then you fill in the blank with everything that you've written down, right? Being able to stake your claim energetically and emotionally in the space is the beginning of attracting the partners or partner that you are seeking for the kind of relationship that you want to have, regardless of what that is. We're not judging you for what you want. We want you to own what it is that you want, right? And then the next element, we talked a little bit about this in the last segment, is generationally speaking, different groups of people are more comfortable with non-traditional relating. Some people enjoy friends with benefits, short-term seasonal relationships, polyamory, open relationships, bondage and discipline, whatever your thing is. Depending on when you were born, you may have some unconscious shame about it. That's Mika. Mika has some unconscious shame about something that she wants. Yet, see? My goodness, everybody's talking right now. That's Mika the Palome, Mika the Husky. Anyway, everybody's got something to say. So whatever your thing is, it's important to identify it and acknowledge it and acknowledge how you feel and find a way to give yourself permission to let go of the shame and let go of other people's opinions. To wrap it up, it doesn't matter what kind of relationship that you have. All that matters is that you're honest with yourself about what it is that you want. I've known a ton of people who you know, they're heterosexual, but they get into gay relationships or bi relationships, and that's not really who they are. And or they get into a short-term relationship that they really wanted to be long-term, or they ended up being a one-night stand when you know, they were already in pain from another situation where somebody treated them poorly, right? So the most important thing that you can do for yourself is get to know who you are, honor yourself and what you want. Be kind to other people when you engage with them. There's no need to cancel everybody because they're not offering you what it is that you want. Yes, that's Paloma. She feels very strongly about that as well. So give yourself permission to be who you are. Love yourself and others honorably. And own your place in the world. Thank you so much for joining me on my maiden voyage here at HealthyLife.net. This is Tracy Dunblazer. I'm a spiritual empath, shaman, and 32-time award-winning author, and you can find me at TracyDunblazer.com. Thanks again for joining me here at Be a Slayer. If you have a topic you'd like for me to address, you can reach out to me on the website. And thanks again. Have a wonderful afternoon.
Are you haunted? Demons know about you. You should know about them. Master Your Inner World, Embrace Your Power with Joy brings the information that many who suffer spiritual trauma have been waiting for. And the response has been powerful. In this award-winning book, renowned spiritual empath and shaman, Tracy Dunblazer, helps readers understand and gain advantage over spiritual forces and past life influences that impact their lives. Tracy reveals the origin of dark forces and how choices you make will dictate their access to you. Through the tapestry of anecdotes, channelings, and rituals, you will discover your own spiritual awareness and healing power. Master Your Inner World by Tracy Dunblazer. Available where books are sold.
Your karma got you down? Claim your history, own your power, and change your life. In this groundbreaking book, Tracy Dunblazer takes an in-depth look at your karmic relationships and repetitive patterns that position you in life. This 10-time award-winning best-selling book will inspire change in you. You'll learn all the ways to reveal, accept, forgive, and transform your relationships on every level. Not only to your soulmates and romantic relationships, but how you relate to food, money, family, culture, religion, sex, death, and your environment. Conquer your karmic relationships. Heal spiritual trauma to open your heart and restore your soul. We'll help you unearth the very core of what drives you, showing how to direct its power into usable, life-giving resources. Through radical acceptance, learn how to recognize your karmic relationships and love yourself and the life you have right now. Pick up a copy of Conquer Your Karmic Relationships anywhere books are sold.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to bach. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
The bright side of talk. HealthyLife.net.